I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bangladesh holds the world's third largest Muslim population. In 10 days, the country's high court faces a big decision.
Even last week, there were hardline Muslims who were saying if the court removes Islam as the state religion, there will be riots in the streets. We will provoke a national outcry against this.
Forgotten Missionaries International supports Christian pastors and church planters in Bangladesh. FMI's Bruce Allen says they're helping national leaders prepare for whatever lies ahead.
Look down the road. Let's see where your culture is heading. Know how to respond effectively so that ministry goes forward regardless of external circumstance.
Through FMI, you can help these pastors stand strong in their faith and make Christ known. We'll connect you at the end of this broadcast. And World Mission might just have found a way for Christians to serve unreached people groups without ever leaving the country. Greg Kelly with World Mission.
So for us, we have found so many people who have a passion for missions and especially unreached people groups, but they don't have the opportunity necessarily to travel to North Africa or India and Thailand and other countries where these unreached people live. So we've come up with a model locally here in our community in Grand Rapids and actually in other parts of the country where we have volunteer thrift stores so people can serve, and the net effect of them outside of blessing their own community is helping us send treasures, which are our solar-powered audio Bibles, into these nations of the world where people have never heard of Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Set 7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. And these words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.